If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It is Lip Service, and this is the first time we're doing something like this. We're actually doing a fun listening session. So I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Journey.
Hey.
So Journey, before we get into the music, let's learn a little something about you. Okay, so you're from the Bay Area, correct?
Yes, ma'am. San Jose.
I saw in your bio it says Bay to LA, so you live in LA now.
Yeah, I live like an hour from LA, but I say LA because, you know.
Because it's close enough.
Yeah.
So let's talk about music and how Journey became a singer, and now you put out your first project.
Yeah, so my first project is about to drop this Friday. I started pretty young. My dad was like a rapper. He had like a studio in a garage. So we just, you know, he brought me out there all the time. I made my first song when I was like 10. So, I've always been doing it. But I think I started taking it serious in college when I realized like, yo, school is not for me. And I wanted to pursue music. This is like my sophomore year. So
do you remember your first song? The 10-year-old one? just randomly wonder.
Oh, but I know it's on YouTube. Like, I had, like, a whole little music video to it in the garage. Like, so cringy now.
No games. So, wait, was your dad, like, a known rapper? Would we know any of his music?
Nah. He didn't make it.
How did your mom handle that? Because, you know, it's hard when you got to deal with an aspiring rapper sometimes.
I mean... It is. I've dealt with that before. No. she was supportive. So it wasn't too crazy.
Was it like
a side hustle, so it wasn't too bad.
What you was going to say, Ange? Stephanie, I heard Stephanie's comment.
Stephanie said, haven't we all?
Right.
Like, how do you help out somebody who is aspiring but is not quite there? And what would you date somebody if you didn't believe in him? Like, let's just say he wanted to be a rapper, but you were like, eh.
Nah, because like I feel like being an artist, like we have standards, and it's just like I feel like I'm dope, so if you're not dope, it's not gonna work out. Like, I just can't do it.
What if he's so sweet though, and you've known him since you guys were kids?
I mean, I was support from a distance. I don't know if I can date him. Like,
you're like, okay, but I'm not going to post you.
Right. All right. So now the project is called It's Not You, It's Me. That's mm-hmm. like a famous line that we tell people.
Yeah, real generic, you know, breakup line.
Have you ever had to use that on someone?
Yeah, I mean, multiple times. I feel like that's why I kind of decided to title my EP that, because the EP is like mostly about just like breakups and just like the hardships of relationships. So I decided to title it that. And I don't know, I feel like it's generic, but it's true. It's like we have a lot to work on. Well, I feel like I have a lot to work on. And so, you know, that's why my relationships don't really work out, because I don't know, I feel like niggas just don't understand me.
Oh. Like my life motto, it's always me. It's like it's not you, it's me. That's forever.
I'd be like, it's you, it's not me.
No, I know, that's mine. It's always not me, it's you.
Because I say it's me because everything will be going fine, and then I just switch. Like I get tired or I get bored. I want to be with my ex. Like,
so that means it's their fault. They're not doing something right.
It's my fault.
Have you ever been with somebody and the sex was good and it got worse?
The sex got worse?
Like they get lazy or something like that? They're not doing the things you used to like?
Yeah, I mean, that's happened multiple times. I feel like niggas they get lazy. They get too, like, they just settle. Like, you know what I mean? And they're just like, all right, well, she's rocking with me anyway, so I'm going to just do the bare minimum. And it's just like, nah, right. Bro, gotta keep up. Got niggas in line over here.
Give it this 2 minutes. Yeah, I got options, right? So why don't we start getting into it? Because I want to talk about this first song that's on your EP. Yeah. So why don't you introduce it?
Yeah, the first song's called Options. And it's pretty much about, not like I'm out here talking to like 10 different niggas at one time, but it's just more so like the guy that I'm talking to is just like, I have to let him know that he's replaceable. And that, you know, if you don't get right, you don't get left. So...
ouch.
Yeah, simple as that.
I'm feeling away, I just might lose my mind. I'm starting to feel like you're a waste of time. I'm chasing a feeling that I can't define. I can't keep going back and forth, so please decide. No, I'm about my paper, can't waste no more time. You better get with the vibes. The way you acting, it should be a crime. You need to make up your mind. You know I got options, babe.
So
tell me why I need you.
Yeah.
I want to send that song to somebody.
When I heard it, like, oh, I need to send this to somebody.
No, for real.
Now,
relatable.
Now, let me ask y'all this, though, right? So if you're dating somebody and they tell you, you know, I have options, how does that make you feel? Is that like, okay, I got to step it up because it's a challenge? Or do you feel like, well, fuck you?
I mean, if a guy told me that, I'm like, fuck you. But I feel like if I tell a nigga that, like, he might think of it as, like, you know, competition. Because niggas, you know, they like the chase. They like that, so.
I think guys like competition. That's why they play more sports than us. And right. I just feel like they like competition. They like to win. So I think a guy would take that as a challenge. And a woman wouldn't necessarily take that as a challenge.
You know,
I think
that's more like, what, go to your options then.
Yeah, please. Bye.
Go ahead.
Bye.
Also, their options might be kind of whack too.
They always are.
Like, your options ain't me.
Like, if you ever dated a guy and you seen what his ex before you look like and been like, ew.
Yeah, like, I'm the upgrade, major upgrade.
Or usually guys cheat down too.
For me, I just feel like it's not fair because, like, I'm really, you know, I'm really fire, you know, like, and I know my pussy's really good. So it's like, I can't, like, be mad at them because everything is a downgrade after me. So, it's like, all right, I understand.
Y'all like, but keep it real, right? Do y'all like competition? Because, you know, sometimes we stay in relationships too long and part of it might be we don't want to let that other chick get our man. And you could know somebody's cheating on you and you could know who it's with and all of that. And you could really feel like, I'm not going to give up.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I'm the type, I don't know. I just like my nigga for me. I can't. I don't know.
I will say sometimes we may feel like we put that work in and it's like, hold on, I'm not about to change him into somebody that's somewhat decent or knows how to treat someone, and then I just got to go ahead and give them away.
Yeah. Well, Journey, what's the longest relationship you've been in?
Sheesh, probably like a year.
Okay. You got a long way to see.
Yeah. I'm only 22, so, you know.
No, she's a baby.
Why did y'all break up?
Because he was cheating. Of course, that's what niggas do.
You know? Right.
He was, you know, I thought
he get caught.
Yo, so this is what happened. He was talking to his ex like in the beginning of the relationship. So I already knew it was like some bullshit. And I tried to play it cool. I was like, you know, maybe I can like just, you know, get him out of that phase with her. And yeah, so I went through his phone one day because, you know, it's just how it happened. And, so yeah, I saw like he had changed her name in his phone to like Jose. And I was like,
oh my God.
You know, like they always change the name like to be slick, but it's like, bro, I'm a fucking detective over here. So look, so yeah, I saw he was texting her and they were linking and everything. While
that's Spanish for hoe.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
That's Jose.
Jose, yeah. So I cut him off. I was done with him after that. Like, I don't play that.
How hard was it though? Because sometimes we don't cut somebody off right away. We still like argue back and forth, and it takes a minute sometimes when you catch somebody cheating.
Yeah, I mean, we were still linking, like, you know, it was just kind of, it was hard, like you said, like a year long. Well, for me, that's a long time. Like, I grew attached to him and I still loved him and cared about him. And I tried to forgive him and, like, you know, just be understanding, but I couldn't because I just felt like I was so loyal to him and he was just doing me dirty. Like who does that?
And she knew he had a girlfriend, right?
I don't know. Who knows? Because it's not like he was posting me on social media. You know, I don't know.
How did you get in his
private person? So
yeah. How did you get in his phone?
I knew his password. You know, when you like look the corner of your eye, you just like looking at him logging. Like, that's what I was doing. I learned.
You like dummy? Does he still hit you up to this day?
No. If he does, I wouldn't know because I think I blocked him. So.
Well, tell him thank you for the inspiration.
Hey, making some fire ass music.
All right, well, let's hear the next song.
All right, here we go. This one is called Like That. This one's actually out already, too.
Dragging me through the bullshit. Like I'ma stay with you. Tell me just who you are. Caught in your lies, I see past your disguise. We all got our problems, but that's not the way to solve them.
Yes, that's what we'll
see through that. You said see through the disguise. Has anybody ever lied to you early on and then had to go back and tell you the truth? Like about somebody they were, or maybe kids or anything.
Yeah, I mean, even with the last dude I was just talking about, like, you know, early on when he was with, like, you know, talking about his ex, he was just like, yeah, I'm over her. I'm done with her. And it's just, I feel like that's what niggas do. Like, they have past, you know, situations and then they tell us, we see the girls in their phone. And so it's just like, we can't ignore that. But, you know, they sweet talk us and tell us, nah, it's nothing serious. And then later on we find out, you know, it was bullshit.
What does his ex look like? What does his ex look like?
I mean,
keep it real. Is she okay? Like,
he's like, he light skin.
But what does his ex look like?
Oh, what does his ex look like? Yo, yes. Crazy enough, she's white.
What?
She's white.
Stephanie is like, well, I'm part white.
Yeah, Stephanie is white.
No, I'm half white, so, I don't know.
Stephanie's white with a Spanish last name.
Hold on. Does it make it worse when your guy cheat on you with a white girl?
To me, yeah.
Me too.
Was it like a big booty white girl or like a regular, you know,
I mean, she had a cute little body. Like, she was fit, you know, but she wasn't me. And
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
But like a Becky Or like a Natasha.
Right.
Natasha. Okay. At least it's a Natasha. If it was a Becky, I'd be so mad.
You know, we will never admit another girl looks like his ex looks good. Has anybody here ever like dated a guy and been like, okay, his ex is cute?
I would say she was decent. I'm not never going to be like, she looked better than me. Like, what?
Decent. She was decent.
She was decent. She looked all right. Like,
I say, exactly. I'd be like, she's all right. Like, she's all right for him. Like, it's just, like you said, I won't say she looked better than me because she don't.
Yeah, she don't.
Hard.
It's but we be quick to say ugly, child. You like, oh, that bitch is whack as fuck.
Like, she, there's always something. That's always something to pick at.
It is.
Jeremy, did you get along with his friends?
Kind of. I mean, a lot of his friends were in Florida. Like, he's from Florida. And so I met him in LA and he lived out there or whatever. But, you know, majority of his friends were in Florida. I met them, like, you know, via FaceTime. They were cool, I guess. But never really met any of them in person.
What does he do that he was in LA?
Girl, I don't know. He's trying to figure his life out.
Wow.
You know, I was dumb and, like, you know, just naive, and I liked his personality, but yeah, he wasn't really doing shit with himself, to be honest.
But did he live with you?
We've all had those.
Nah, he didn't live with me.
Oh, okay. So he was just there, like, in LA. Yeah,
he
was just
like
surviving.
He had some roommates, but yeah.
Why did we do that? How many of us look back at Stephanie and Loria? How many times do we look back and be like, what was I thinking?
Every time.
Everybody now, yeah.
Every time.
I agree.
Every time.
I still don't know what I was thinking.
Like, what was I thinking? And me, I'm like fall in love at first sight. So, like, as soon as you touch me, I'm like, I love you. So that really gives you a moment, you know, later on in the line to think about it, like, what the fuck? I don't love this guy. I hate him.
I think it's mostly bad when other people know that you dated the person and they try to, like, bring him up 1,000 years later.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand that. It's so annoying because it's like,
that's my family, for real. They'd be like, what happened to so-and-so? As, like, I have another nigga in the room. Like
he's dead.
Well, how did he snag you, Journey? I got to ask you this. How did he bag you? Like, how did it even happen?
Yo, I don't even know. Looking back at it, it's embarrassing, like, thinking that I fuck with him. But, you know, I feel like he just knew how to talk to me, and I liked his personality. And he also, you know, he was, like, he could rap a little bit. So I was like, all right, you know, maybe I could make him a better rapper. And, yeah, I think that's why I fuck with him. Just because I like people that, like, I feel like can relate to me. Like, he did music. I do music. So it was just... kind of worked out.
Ah, so this is the aspiring rapper you were talking about. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, let's get into the next song.
Okay. All right, so this next one is called Don't Feel Right.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't feel right. Mm-hmm.
Talking about a situation where, like, you are entertaining someone that you know isn't good for you and you know it's not right, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't be putting up with it, but you are for whatever reason. I feel like we've all been through that, and yeah, just doesn't feel right.
You're right. Have we ever made somebody change? Because, you know, a lot of times you get in relationships with somebody and you're like, man, he would be perfect if only this, or maybe he can change, maybe I can make him better. Mm-hmm. Has it ever worked?
No. These niggas don't change. Yo, I mean, I feel like we really feel like deep down, like we can, but you know, we start to see it a little bit, you know, we start to tell them about their self, about themselves, and they kind of open up a little bit and we get to know more about them and they start to change little things, the little flaws they have, but I don't feel like they ever change completely. It's hard for them too. I feel like it's hard for people too in general, but mostly niggas. Cause
I feel like women just, we have this hope that men will grow and they usually don't. And I was just talking about this the other day. Like I was saying earlier, like, I know it's me because I'm the one who really curves. Like, I have a strong curve hand, but all my exes aren't married. It's not like they left me and they found, like,
they leveled up
relationship and they started being a good man. They're all single, so...
Now, I will say this. I feel like I've trained my boyfriend in many ways. And there's a lot of things that he didn't know how to do, like how to treat a woman and how to be thoughtful. And I did, like, teach him certain things. And I also, like, kind of really expressed, like, this is what I want you to do. Or you need to do more things like this. I feel like before me, he didn't really know how to be a boyfriend.
I think that's a little different because to me, that's like, teaching somebody how to treat you. And it's not that they're like, when I think of change, I think of somebody that's just like no good and they ain't trying to be good. And I feel like when somebody loves you and they fuck with you and they're not necessarily a bad person and you're like, this is how I'm used to being treated. I think a person can conform. I don't know about necessarily 100% change.
They can adapt.
I mean, yeah, adapt.
But yeah, it's hard.
Well, have you ever changed? Journey, do you feel like a man has changed you for the better?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, like even with the last situation I was talking about, I feel like, you know, he just made me kind of learn to love myself even more because he was very supportive. Like, it's not like everything was all bad. Like, he was very supportive and he was, you know, he kind of helped me come out of my, like, insecurities and stuff like that. So I feel like he helped me, you know, change, you know, how much I love and care about myself. So that was, you know, the good aspect of it.
Sounds like y'all might get back together. I don't know.
No. I've moved on.
But that's the good part, Tess. He taught you any bad habits? Because you know how sometimes we gain bad habits from people as well.
I don't know. I don't know if he taught me anything that I wasn't already doing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, and that's good. I do think the point of relationships, right, is to help you grow and you will pick up some positive things and just keep those with you.
Yeah.
So as you move forward, at least it wasn't all a waste of time. Right. And I always feel like that about every relationship I've ever been in, whether it was a negative situation or a positive, I've learned things about myself and implemented those in my real life.
Exactly.
So no matter what. What about you, Stephanie?
Positive things from, no, like she said, I feel like being in a relationship where you have to be strong, you really learn to depend on yourself and count on yourself and put yourself first, you know. So I have learned to love myself more through bad relationships, for sure.
Mm-hmm. For L'Oreal, sure. What have you changed from any relationships, but in a positive way?
I think women grow by men a lot of times. Like, men make me like into superwoman. When a man does something wrong to me, because like I said, I'm usually the one who curves off. If I'm getting curved off, it's like I turn into something else. I turn into a monster. So
I believe like maybe I learned to be not so trusting, because I think at one point in time, like, I would trust. I felt like if somebody loved me, that they were going to be honest and, like, you know, be good to me in some form or fashion. But that's not necessarily true. Like, a person could love you and still do fucked up things to you. So I'm not going to say like my guard is all the way up, but I'm not so easygoing as I used to be.
That's interesting. Do you think that somebody could really love you but do fucked up things to you?
Yeah.
No.
Is it really love?
Yeah, it's not.
You know, people like the idea of love. Like, they think they know what it is, but I don't think people really know how to love.
Like, yeah, because I feel like if you love me, you're not going to do fucked up things to me.
Exactly. You wouldn't even think about it.
I'm on a fence because I feel like you can make mistakes. I've made mistakes and hurt people that I cared about before, and I really did not. I wasn't doing it by wanting to hurt them. I was being selfish. And I feel like sometimes that's all it is. Like, people are, they'll be more selfish than they'll be in love.
I understand mistakes, but some things are intentional. Like, you know what you're doing.
Something.
If you are going on vacation with another bitch, like, you know exactly what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not just a mistake. Or I said something I shouldn't have said. Did something. Like, that is a whole planning situation. And I think, I don't know if guys just don't think about what happens when they get caught.
They don't.
They don't think about the consequence. They just, they live in the moment. They're mm-hmm. impulsive. And it's just, you know, just what they do.
Have you ever cheated, Journey?
No, I've never cheated.
I've had an ex tell me, like, he didn't think he was going to ever, I was ever going to catch him. So I feel like guys think that. Did your ex tell you when you caught him, like, I didn't think you would find this out?
I agree. I feel like guys just really think they're not going to get caught.
Yeah.
Like, and they do it sloppy and stupid things. And they just think, I don't know, for some reason they think.
And they also feel like lying to you means that they love you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I lie because I love you.
Makes no sense.
So, Journey, you've never ever cheated? You've never, like...
I've never cheated. I mean, I've never cheated. I mean, what's your guys' definition of cheating, though?
She cheated.
Yeah, she did.
You a cheater.
No, okay, like, Journey.
No. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about, like, guys. Like, because you know how they be, like, messaging other girls, swiping up in the stories, doing the hard eyes. I don't know. I consider that a form of cheating because it's like, why are you doing that to another girl? That's
it's just corny. Yeah. And then you be feeling like it's corny. Like, you so thirsty and corny.
Especially if she don't respond. You're like...
Right, especially if you don't respond. You look stupid.
Facts.
All right, well, we got another song. Let's hear Cap'n.
Yeah, Cap'n. This one's
ooh, good. Who's Cap'n?
I know, this L'Oreal's joint already.
Fuck a little running. I'm gonna have to build you. Yeah, yeah, always keep it real with you, tryna close the deal with you, yeah, yeah, waiting on you to change, but you always get your way, but don't be cynical, always doing the minimal, acting so damn typical, now you're throwing subliminals with no interval, I just want a real one, babe, if you are, then come my way, cause all you're doing is capping, all talk, no action, you ain't who you say you is. Really about it, let your ass talk. I just let your ass talk. Yeah.
All you doing is that's my theme song right there.
Set it off, Gloria. Set it off.
So when's the last time you capped? How about that to a man?
Ooh. Yikes. I mean,
she about to lie to me.
Pretty yikes.
All the time.
Well, not all the time, but I mean, I feel like niggas do it a lot, though. Like, that's why I wrote the song, because I feel like a lot of times guys will, like, sweet talk you and, like, tell you they love you, but their actions do not show that at all. And I go mm-hmm. to this whole cheating thing, like, why are you doing this if you say this? Like, it doesn't make sense. And that's kind of why I wrote the song, because I just feel like niggas just be lying for no reason. It's like, if you don't love me, if you still want to be out here, like, if you for the streets, like, be for the streets. Like, don't be in my bed, like, 24/7. Like, I just hate that.
And it's just unnecessary. That's all. Like, ain't nobody even asked you to say that or do that. You
right.
just lie your own for no reason.
Right.
But go ahead, Lori.
I was going to say, have you ever lied about loving someone? Have you ever told someone you loved them and you didn't mean it?
Yeah. I've said it just because.
They said it first.
No, I didn't. Yeah, they said it first, and I felt bad, and I was just like, you know, this is when I was, like, younger, and I was, like, really, really stupid, but yeah, I just said it back, and I was just like, yeah, I love you too, knowing damn well I didn't even feel any type of way towards him.
That just means you're a nice person.
Yeah, I feel bad hurting people's feelings, for real.
Because you can't. Somebody says I love you, and they right there. What you supposed to do? Thank you.
Give them a hug.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Give them a kiss.
Wow. So, wait. Tell us the situation, though. A guy told you he loved you, and you just said, I love you back?
Yeah, it was kind of like, I mean, it might have been during, you know, a moment of sex. Intimate sex. But I just said it back, but it was just kind of like, I thought about it later, and I was like, why would he say that? if he didn't really mean it. But then I was also like, you know, it was during sex, so it could have just been, you know, he was just really
sex talk.
It. But I said it back, right. And he was just like, you know.
And what about after? Did he say it again at any other point?
I mean,
or
he did say it again, but
he meant that shit.
I really started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, maybe he was serious. And then I was like, fuck, I felt bad.
What's the craziest thing somebody has said to you during sex?
You know what? They actually, this guy called me another girl's name. Like, I was, yo.
No, what was the name?
Where did it
go? Don't tell me.
No, I don't even remember the name. But I just remember being like, wait, what? And he was just
Natasha.
Like,
Becky.
Oh, no. Oh, girl, that was the craziest thing.
So what did you do? Yeah, like
what the I was just like, I just stopped him and I was like, wait, what did you say? And then we kind of like, I was just over it. I wasn't turned on anymore. Like, you calling me another female's name, like, what? That shit was weird. I just, yeah, we called it quits.
Was he drunk or something?
No, he was sober. He was just,
he called,
you should have punched him in the balls.
I don't know what he was going through.
That is crazy. He called you another name. That's it. Instant dry pussy right then.
All right. Real, turn off.
That.
What about you guys?
What about four? Nobody's ever called me the wrong, but I have. Oh, man, I don't want to say it.
Yeah, say.
Oh, Angela.
Come on, Ange.
I did one time do that, and I thought about it the next day. I had just broken up with my boyfriend like maybe a couple of weeks earlier, so I was having sex with this guy that I used to talk to, and we got like wasted. And then I think I'm not 100% sure because he never said anything about it, but I think I called him my ex-boyfriend's name because in the morning I was thinking about it, but I'm not sure if it really happened or not, but I feel like it did. But that same night was a night that I woke up in the morning and I was like, I know I was on my period and I couldn't find a tampon. And I went to the emergency room because I thought it was stuck in me, but I guess I must have taken it out at some point.
This is a wild night.
Wow. It was. It was a wild night. So that's probably like one of the craziest things that I really went to the emergency room because I was like, where is my tampon? Because
oh
I didn't
God.
Remember anything.
Steph, did you ever call somebody else another person's name?
I think one time when I was drunk, I didn't call the guy somebody else's name. I was having a conversation. Like, I was sitting back and we were like having sex. You know, when you're drunk, you have these triathlon sex sessions where you like stop and start, you know? So I was sitting there and I was having a conversation. This is why I stopped drinking vodka, because it started to make me black out. And this was one of those nights. I was having a conversation with like a whole different person. And I was telling them, like, get away from me.
That's creepy.
You're not the person that my man's name. I don't want to say his name. I was like, get away from me, get away from me. You're not.
Oh my God.
Like a horror movie.
Yeah, it is.
And that was that was a wild night. But I'm telling you, that's why I stopped drinking vodka.
Y'all are evil. I'm a true player for real. I remember the name. No, I'm joking.
Gloria, what's the craziest thing that happened to you during sex?
I don't know. You look like you have a story for me. Did I tell you something?
You haven't had sex, L'Oreal.
No, but you know my business. So you looked at me like you knew it was a good one, and I can't think of something. What, that his dick was small and I wanted to quit? That's not it? What is it?
I didn't know about that.
Wow,
L'Oreal.
Wow.
Yeah, like the dick was small and like he was talking all this shit. So I was thinking it was going to be good, and like it wasn't. And like in the middle of it, I was like, just stop. Like,
once a guy starts talking shit, you already know it's a wrap.
That's
like, you cannot, yeah, you have to downplay it.
Right.
It was whack. I'm still disappointed as fuck. Like, y'all don't even know. I'm so mad.
There's nothing worse than when a guy is great in every way, but his dick is so small.
That was it.
That was it, baby.
What about when a guy is great in bed, but he's terrible in every other way and you can't let it go?
Oh, shit. What's worse?
What do you choose? What do you choose?
Yeah, which one are y'all choosing, if that's the case?
I'm choosing the one that's great in bed and terrible at everything else. I don't know why. I don't know. I can't explain it.
I'm doing the same.
Yeah, I'm with that.
So everybody wants good dick and a whack ass nigga.
For both of us.
Well, obviously, I feel the same way. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I feel the same way.
Don't feel that way, girl. Mm-hmm. Don't front. Don't flex it.
Yeah, you get the good guy, you leave him over here, and then.
Oh, no, no.
Imagine having whack sex for the rest of your life, though.
Ah!
Oh, God.
That's my nightmare.
That's what I don't understand.
Journey, he's like, I'm 22.
Like, how do you wait till marriage to have sex? Like, bruh.
You don't. I'm sorry. Know,
like, get a divorce the next day after the honeymoon. Can't do it.
But I will say this, and Journey, I'm going to tell you this, and I had to tell L'Oreal this before. Sometimes in the beginning of a relationship, sex might not be that great. But it gets better. Like, I've been with people that it wasn't that good at first. And then as they get to know you better and you're more comfortable and they're more comfortable, it does get better. So I've had that experience.
Yeah. Me, actually, I've
just FYI.
Like, the last guy that I talked to, he was, you know, like, the first time we did it, it was tried. It was so trash that I didn't, like, really, like, hit him up after. And then I gave him another, like, chance and... He was great. He redeemed himself. So
I'm not giving out no more. I'm not giving out no more second chances. Ange was right. She was right in that particular instance. Don't get me wrong. Like, I doubled back and it was fire, like, after that. But, like, the particular person that I'm thinking in my mind, I don't even think he could get it together. Like, that's how bad it is. And he's great everywhere else. But it's like, you know how you know it's bad is when you get into an argument with the person and you want to violate them about that. And you like, nah, I can't fuck with this nigga. I just got to let it go because I'm going to really hurt his feelings. Like, shut up with your little ass dick. And mean it.
Nah.
And mean it.
I didn't say little. I just meant sometimes guys aren't that
good. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. They're good. Well, this one was little, so maybe that double deal.
I can't help you there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Journey, let's get into the next song off the project. It's Not You, It's Me, This and That.
It was him.
So this one, this is like the first song I dropped. It's called This and That.
I really don't understand how you got me questioning my purpose. I could have made you a man, but maybe you didn't deserve it. You just gonna scroll through the gram instead of cherishing our moments. You just can't do what I ask, and you don't even last when you know that I want it. You know that, and you just hold back. Why you be on that? Say you love me, then you just fall back. What you call that? Silly ass nigga, goofy ass nigga. Boy, you all that love and loyalty. Consistency, I need all that. So if you can't pop a gun for me, then maybe you're not the one for me. If you're my fucking soul,
ain't that the biggest insult to call a guy goofy?
Goofy.
These niggas is corny, goofy, silly, stupid. It's just funny to me. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that song's kind of about dealing with somebody that's just worried about everybody else but you. And I feel like, if I'm being super loyal to you, why aren't you reciprocating that energy? Like, and if you don't want to reciprocate that energy, don't put yourself in a situation to where you know you making it seem like you want to be with me. Like, why do that when you don't really feel that way? And yeah, I just want a down ass nigga.
Are you in a relationship now, Journey? Are you dating anyone?
Nah, I'm single right now.
I said a little half smile. Are you capping?
I mean, I might be talking to a few niggas, but I'm there single. You
do you tell them?
Right now, I don't think I've told them, but I have.
They know now.
Huh?
They know now.
I definitely have. Like, I've told a guy, like, and actually, like, we were talking about earlier, like, they like the competition.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fight mm-hmm. for that first spot. So it's just funny. It's funny for me because I love watching it. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a room with two guys that you're dating at the same time?
Yeah, actually. There was, like, this party in college. It was like a Kappa party, and they were both there. One of them was like following me around and everything, and I was like, fuck, I felt hella uncomfortable because he was just like breathing down my neck the whole party. And I was like, yo, I want to go socialize with the other guy because I kind of like the other guy a little more. And then afterwards, we like, I ended up linking with both of them, but like at different times. But I was a little messy.
Damn, okay, college. Okay, college. That's what college is for.
Pimping, pimping, pimping.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Journey, what are we doing?
This is a minute ago. Okay, I've changed.
No, listen, you only 22. That's what I'm saying. When I was in college, that's the fun time. And I also feel like you young, like you're supposed to have a good time right now.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel too. I want to live my best life. You feel me?
So I think you should tell them and I want to see the fight begin.
what do you say to a guy if he asks you what you do for a living? Like, say you meet somebody and he's like, so what do you do?
I'd be like, I'm an artist, I'm a singer.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever lied?
No, I don't feel any need to. I feel like I'm pretty dope, so I don't gotta lie.
But I think that's why I would lie. Like, you know, he might try to look for your page, like, yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, I never thought about it that way.
Do you want a guy to follow you on social media right away if you start dating him?
Not necessarily. Just because I feel like a lot of the guys I've dealt with, they do that immediately and then they're like super insecure like right after. Like I start seeing, like, you know, they just be like, yo, you have this person commenting under your photos, like how do I know you're not talking to them? And I'm just like, I can't control, you know, if so and so is commenting under my picture, like what does that gotta do with me? Like I'm just out here.
Like, I just met you.
Right. I just
said,
calm down.
Now, business wise, have you ever been excited about somebody like liking a photo or commenting?
Yeah. Not necessarily like commenting, but like a few DMs. Yeah, I've definitely been excited about.
Like who? Tell us who. Like just business wise. Not on no, like I want to date you, but work wise, like, oh, they're listening to my music, they're hearing me.
See, the thing is, I don't really know if it was business or, you know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of the times, like, what I've dealt with is, like, I can't really tell, you know, because guys, they like to play it like, oh, like, I really fuck with your music, and then right after, you're so beautiful, like, let me take you out, and it's just like, so which one did you really fuck with?
You know which one.
I'd be like, you really fuck with my music, I'm going to send you a song, put a verse on it.
No, for real, I've done that before, and then they wouldn't respond.
They didn't respond after that? So now you know which one it was.
Journey, do you love me? Now, I saw you talking about, you thought you had coronavirus, or did you have coronavirus earlier during this pandemic?
I definitely had it. I had it in like July. And it was crazy. It was terrible. I was bedridden and everything, but you know, I survived it.
Am I tripping? Did you say you drank NyQuil?
Yo, I swear, like, at first, because I didn't know what it was, and I didn't want to assume it was corona, but, you know, after, like, a week or so of my symptoms, and they started to progress, you know, I got tested, and I tested positive, but at first, I was just drinking NyQuil, because I swore, like, it was just putting me to sleep, and I felt great, so that's all I was doing. It worked. Right.
Sheesh, that was scary though. Do you have any lung? I know some people have like symptoms afterward as far as like being out of breath or, you know, not being able to taste. Like, did you have anything afterwards or you feel completely better?
I think like a month or so after, my chest was hurting like really bad and I was like having trouble breathing a little bit. So I feel like that was a result of corona, but I can't be sure.
Do you feel like you know where you got it from?
Yeah, I was smoking at a party with some people. We was passing the blunt and caught it that way because they called me like 3 days later saying two people from that party that, you know, was passing the blunt tested positive.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you never think it's going to happen to you.
So. Right. I didn't even think it was real. I didn't think the coronavirus was real. I don't know. I was one of them people that was like, not like I wasn't wearing my mask and taking precaution, but you know, it just was, I thought it was like some government thing. Like they were just, you know, lying to us.
I feel like all 22-year-olds thought that.
Yeah. All my friends, yeah.
All right, now let's get into this last song. Now this is the explicit, okay, ooh, we love this song. Yep. So Journey, let's go.
All right, this one's called Like a Nigga.
Yeah,
exactly.
Love it.
Yeah, we just shot the video to this actually like last week, so pretty
excited. Can't wait.
I miss still call out and pick up. Still drunk from last night from drinking that liquor. I told my sister I met this fine ass new nigga. Gave him some pussy, go figure. She asked about you, I said, well, it's complicated. We still talk on it daily. I think that he liked me too much. He's turning me off. Swear I got problems, I know. I love like a nigga. I love like a nigga, yeah.
Yeah, so that was
emotions. She ain't wanna let her hear too much of that.
Yeah, that was just talking about how I feel like it's the last song, so it's kind of like closes everything out. It's just more so like I feel like I, like my heart kind of turned cold, and it was just like, all right, so I'm tired of being played, so I'm gonna start playing y'all. And that's why I'm saying I love like a nigga now, just acting like how niggas act.
Some people say that about me.
Oh, yeah. She is a nigga.
Cause I don't be like super emotional about things, mm-hmm. you know. I think that's part of it. Like, men and women are so different, I feel like, when it comes to emotions, when it comes to love, when it comes to relationships. And I do feel like part of it for me, people look at it like, oh, she's always working. She's busy all the time. I'm not a priority. My ex-boyfriend told me the reason why he used to cheat on me all the time was because I was so busy that he felt like I didn't have time for him. Mm. Some bullshit.
Guys be wanting to be a priority, though. They do.
Mm-hmm. But he should have said something.
What was you going to do? Keep a straight face and laugh at him? Yes. She was. Angela would have been like, man up, bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said. Stop being a fucking bitch and pull up your dating boy panties.
Pull up your spandex, nigga.
Pull up your spandex.
But it's hard. And look, Journey, it's going to be hard for you, you know, because I feel like you might have to date somebody and that understands, you know, what you're going through. And I know it's hard to be like, I don't want to date a guy in the industry, but truthfully, like, for somebody to understand you and understand like what you have going on, obviously, like, you're really working hard to get to where you need to be. You got this project out, you're going to be performing, you're going to be around guys. Right. And so it's not easy for them to understand that.
Yeah, it's not. And I feel like, I don't know, I dated a guy in the industry before, like a rapper, and it wasn't anything, you know, different for me. It was just still like, I'm still looking for that, you know, just somebody that's a little mature and just, you know, knows how to reciprocate the energy I'm, you know, giving out. And I feel like age doesn't really matter, because like I've said before, I feel like men don't, they mature later than women in general. So it's just, I don't know, it's just a matter of, I don't know, they just need to get it together.
Anybody good in your DMs? Potential?
A few. Kinda. Maybe. But I don't know. Like, I feel like rappers really be out here, though. Like, a lot of the rappers that be in my DMs, they be out here and they be going around. And that's just not, like, what I'm looking for. Like, I just want somebody a little low-key and somebody that's just, you know, maybe not in the industry. Even though that would be ideal because they would, you know, relate, like you said. But I feel like it just be, for me, I'm looking for somebody like low-key and just kind of out the way.
So the rapper that you dated, did people know about your relationship? Because I'm assuming this is a known rapper.
Yeah, he's definitely known. He's a little older. But no, I mean, no one besides like my inner circle and probably maybe a few of his friends knew. But, you know. I mean,
what broke y'all up?
Yeah.
The white girl?
No, mm-hmm. This was a different one, right? That was an up-and-coming rapper. This is an established rapper.
He wasn't, you know, that other guy was nothing. Yeah, he was nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened with this one? You went through his phone, too? Because you know, I know you know how to figure out codes.
No, the other one, it just kind of, I don't know, it just didn't work out. It wasn't anything crazy. Like, I just knew he was on bullshit, and I was just tired of it, you know? That's not what I was looking for. I dealt with it for a minute because I was like, you know, it was like the first huge guy that I, you know, that was interested in me that, you know, made it known. But yeah, I was tired of it.
Mm. What was that?
What about him? What'd you say? Come again?
Yeah. Musically, what?
Did y'all ever do any songs together?
He was trying to put me on one of his songs, but it just didn't work out. It just wasn't going to happen. He wasn't serious about it. He kept talking about it, and I feel like that's what made me stay, because I was like, yo, this could be like my break type of thing, but it just never worked out. It didn't bother me.
So he was dating other women, and you knew, and you found out about it? Or you know, I mean, he was still talking to other chicks?
Yeah, he was a little, you know, he was a little arrogant. And, you know, we had went out one time, and he was getting at this female, like, right in front of me. Like, it was crazy. Like, he thought I wasn't looking. Like, he thought I couldn't, like, see what was going on or something. I don't know. But I just wasn't for that at all. It's not my type of vibe.
That's disrespectful.
Right.
What if he would have been like, she's coming home with us, okay?
I don't know. I didn't go home with him that night, so.
He was like, you could go home with her if you want.
I was like, I'm not about to, like, what?
Right. Disrespectful.
Right.
Are you still cool with him, though?
He still hits me up. I don't really hit him back. But, I mean, I'm not, like, it's not like we're on terrible terms or anything like that. Like, I would, you know, talk to him again.
That is something to think about, too, though, because business-wise, if he's somebody that could be beneficial, you don't want to not have any relationship with him at all. If he didn't do nothing too crazy, you still have to figure out, how do I keep this on like decent terms?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I see him again, you know, we might be able to rekindle like a friendship, but I don't see it going past that. And
I'm sorry, that nigga owe you a verse, child.
Yeah, he does.
Don't be wasting my time. Give me a verse and we'll call it even.
Oh, for real, that's all I need.
Are you like, because sometimes our pride won't let us really ask for things, right? Because guys, I feel like, have no problem asking for stuff like that. Yo, let me get a verse. They'll come to the studio, be there every day.
They'll ask for anything you got.
Do you think that it's harder for you as a woman to ask for like a verse or ask for a collaboration?
Yeah, just because I want them to seem like I'm like, that's what I want from them. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I know what they want from me. So it's like, if it's just like, we're just like exchanging, you know, it might be kind of beneficial for both of us, you know, but I don't know if guys really see it like that.
Is there anybody you feel like has been helpful to you in this business so far? Any artists that you feel like have really looked out?
Not yet. I haven't really built any like, you know, strong relationships with like bigger artists yet, but I do want to work with a bunch of people, and I am looking forward to it, and I think it'll be dope.
Let's put it in the atmosphere. If you had to say like a few people that you would love to work with, that you would be like, oh my God, who would you say?
Yeah, definitely J. Cole, Drake. I really want to work with Summer Walker. I love Beyonce. She's my favorite. So if she even knew who I was, that would just make my life complete. Yeah, those are like my top like four, I think, right now.
I could see that Summer Walker for sure, because y'all both have like a dope style. I think that would be fire together.
Yeah, no, she's dope. I really like her. I love her music.
Buy her a nice baby gift, and you know,
she's having a baby. Of the registry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Journey, we had a good time listening to the new EP, and the project is available now for everybody to go and download. It's Not You, It's Me. Or me and L'Oreal, when we do ours, it's going to be, It's Not Me, It's You.
It's definitely you.
The remix.
Yeah.
The deluxe version.
Right, too.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Now, we had a good time with you, and it was great to get to know you. And we want to make sure that people go ahead and download that Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-E, Journey Official. Follow her on Instagram. Slide in her DMs now while you have the opportunity.
Right, because it's about to be shut down. We can't wait to like the, what is it, Like a Nigga video. I can't wait to see that one, too.
It's coming out this week. Stay tuned.
Who did you cast in the lead role?
I don't know. He's a regular, regular dude.
Is he fine?
No one you guys would know.
Is he fine now?
Yeah, he's cute.
Okay, he's cute. Okay.
Was there some chemistry? No.
A little bit with the liquor in our systems, yeah.
Ooh. Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Journey. It's been a pleasure. And that is lip service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.